This is Jeff Darien of Mach 5, and you're listening to Great Rock, Real Variety 89.1, WBSD Burlington. Listen anywhere at WBSDFM.com.
.1 WBSD Burlington. Tom Gilding here. You just heard Save Your Soul Part 1, which is on the new album Mach 5, Get on the Bus. And Mach 5 is, I believe, a group out of New York City or New York area. But we have Jeff Darien on the phone. We're going to ask him. He's a vocals and guitar on Mach 5. Jeff, welcome to WBSD.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
We're doing fine because we've got this great album with this cool-looking Rickenbacker on the front, listening
awesome.
To the good tunes of Mach 5. Tell us, our listeners, a little bit about who Mach 5 are or is and who you're all about.
Well, you know, so I guess, you know, the original genesis of Mach 5, we got together in the sort of mid-90s, and there was a big sort of British pop, indie rock scene that was going on at that point. There, you know, being in New York City, there was sort of a New York City, UK connection, and, you know, through friends of friends, we got together after a few false starts, and, you know, we just started playing tons of shows and parties around the city at the time. I mean, you know, there was, if anybody remembers, this was, you know, 20 years ago, I guess, but that was when there was sort of the Blur and Oasis thing was going on, and, you know, there was we hung out with a lot of kind of music fans and freaks and, you know, you name it. And so, you know, there was a nice little scene that was going on, and so, you know, we played pretty much every dive in the New York City area, and you know, we recorded quite a bit, all, you know, as things went along, and eventually we hooked up with a small label that released our first 7-inch, which was called Sundays Here, and the label was called Wagon Train, and which I think they were formerly called Funky Mushroom. But it was a cool little indie label, and I don't know if the 7-inch is still available. I think we've got a picture of it on our Instagram. But,
I love the 7-inch format. That was so cool. They're color. Many of them sometimes are color.
There. Yeah, ours was colored black.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so we customized it and made it black, which is, you know.
It's like Henry Ford said, you can get any color Ford you want as long as it's black.
exactly. None more black is what it was. So,
He's even got a name. Save Your Soul Part 1. I love the megaphone opening. And, boy, I tell you, that background stuff going on sounds like it could be on Sgt. Pepper. What about the production of this album? It's really good.
Thanks. I mean, you know, we sort of, for us, it was always like, you know, we almost felt like it was a indie rock sort of post-punk take on 60s psychedelia. And so we were, you know, pretty heavily influenced by, you know, a number of sort of mid-60s bands like, you know, the Beatles and sort of early Who, but also, you know, later on kind of the XTC, and they had the Dukes of Stratosphere, which was this funky side project that they had that was, you know, I think they originally put it out in the UK years ago and didn't say anything about it. And
yeah.
They were, you know, so people thought that it might be something that was released in the 60s. It turned out it wasn't. And so, you know, but we just sort of were listening to a lot of cool stuff. And you know, I don't know, I guess the sort of experimentation of the mid-60s, I mean, you know, that was sort of became internalized.
Well,
you know, we weren't trying to go out of our way to create something.
Save You, Save Me. Who's doing the writing on this album? Good stuff.
I'm writing the lyrics. So you got me.
Save Your Soul Part 1, a good song. But that's not even the one we added. We're going to get to that one in a few minutes. But right now I want to get to What Is It All? ... And we're talking with Jeff Darien of the group Mach 5. Get on the Bus is the album. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you where people can get a hold of this album. Here it is. What Is It All? Mach 5, Get on the Bus.
Right.
89.1 WBSD Burlington. Tom Gilding here talking with Jeff Darien of Mach 5, and we're going to talk about who's in the group in a minute. Get on the Bus is the brand new album. And what is it all? Again, great guitars. It's kind of a U2 Birds thing going on, and you have a 12-string on that one?
I believe so, yes, yes. I think there's a 12-string Rickenbacker in there somewhere. I mean, it's, you know, there's quite a few layers of guitars. We're fans of layers of guitars, that's for sure.
And who's we? Tell us about Mach 5.
Well, you know, Mach 5 is you know, it's primarily myself as sort of the singer-songwriter in the band, and then Don DiPaolo, who is he's the drummer who's been with me, you know, us from the beginning. And then on this album, we had a bass player by the name of Greg Turek, who, you know, he brought a nice dimension, especially I think which song we might hear later, which is the song called Mach 5. And then Dan Gingold, who was in the band for our first album, and then, you know, he came back and did some of the trumpet flourishes and stuff on this LP. But it's primarily on this album where, you know, we're primarily a three-piece. So it's Don on drums, Greg on bass, and me playing, you know, sort of the guitars and some of the other stuff and singing.
Just a lot of other stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, there's keyboards.
Don't get too technical on us, Jeff. Because we, hey, Jeff, how can people get a hold of this great? And it really is a great album. I mean, listeners are going to hear it if we ever stop yapping. But how can people get a hold of this?
It's on iTunes. Basically, it's a digital only release. So it's you know, your iTunes, your Amazon, your Google Play and Apple Music, and, you know, you can stream it on Spotify and YouTube and, you know, Pandora. It's on Pandora. If you create a station, you'll get some Mach 5 music along with some interesting stuff that they paired with us, which, you know, is always kind of interesting when you hear what other people kind of think, what's inside the DNA of the music that we created.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't have to explain this song to our listeners. They've been hearing it every day. And they have been for weeks, and they will be for weeks, because can't get enough of this song. Had About Enough, and here is Mach 5, the album Get on the Bus. I can fight. I've had about enough. 89.1 WBSD Burlington. Tom Gilding talking with Jeff Darien of Mach 5. Get on the Bus is the album. Had About Enough. I mean, you have to admit, you're probably walking down the street in New York and you're probably singing your own song in your head because this song is that way.
I suppose it's got that catchy melody and whatnot. So, when you're writing something, yeah, you definitely can't. If something sticks in your head, it's probably going to stick in somebody else's. And so, yeah.
I'm just guessing this song probably was pretty well written pretty quickly. It probably just wrote itself.
Yeah, to an extent. I mean, I think there's writing songs is an inexact kind of process because some songs just sort of pour out and some of them, you labor over. And I would say that for me, it's usually they're about 90% done pretty quickly, and then it's that final little couple of lines that you feel like you just got to get it over, right over the edge. And so. I'm sure there was a few lines on the song where I thought, "Hey, what the heck am I trying to say?" You want to say something without being too blatant and without also, without being too vague. And I don't know. But like I said, it's an inexact process, and each song is completely different.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I wasn't even listening because I had this song in my head the whole time. So, it is a good song. It is a good song, and it was my first choice. It's not going to be my last on the album, that's for sure. Because a lot of good ones. And again, we're going to talk a little bit about who you are personally when we come back. But right now, listen up. This album has 12 tracks on it, and you say this, but there's really not a bad track on it. Here's Listen Up. I love the dynamics and the sound effects, and it's very Oasis and good harmonies. Well, here it is. Listen Up, Mach 5, Get on the Bus.
I know you must be inspired. No one will call you.
Fuck the enemy that's bringing you down. Listen.
89.1 WBSD Burlington. Tom Gilding here talking with Jeff Darien. Mach 5, Get on the Bus is the brand new album. Listen up. Cool percussion on this, cool harmonies, a Green Day, Oasis, sound effects. It's got everything. Who are your influences?
Band-wise and musically, I mean, you know, I would say that, you know, my personal influences, I think that some of the combination of all of ours created the sound itself, but, I would say that for us, it's obviously all kind of goes back to the Beatles, and then, you know, some commonality that we had was, you know, with XTC and REM, and I think that we were heavily influenced by sort of college rock of the 80s and 90s, and that would include, you know, everything from, you know, the Chameleons and
no, there you go, yeah,
the Replacements.
No, there you go.
but, you know, there's also, you know, the UK bands, a bunch of them on Creation Records, which was an amazing label, which I don't even know if it still exists, but, you know, there's bands like the Boo Radleys and Primal Scream, mm-hmm. and Swerve Driver, and, you know, really into, you know, I still am very into, you know, bands like Ride, who they got back together last year, and they were, it was an unbelievable show, but they're, you know, sort of the shoegaze bands. So, you know, I think we're definitely on the poppier side of things,
right,
from that end. But, you know, we definitely do, a lot of what we listen to is more, you know, sort of ethereal stuff that has a lot of layers in it. You know, early Radiohead, I mean, the Bends was such a, for us, was just, you know, we love that album so much.
Yeah.
The first Stone Roses album was...
Stone Roses from England. They just came out with an anthology. By the way, I'm going to listen to this again, and when I listen to this again, and when it's on the air, I'm going to take notes, because you went through a litany there of, we have 45,000 CDs here, and 30,000 vinyl, so Jeff, if you ever can't find anything, give us a call, because we probably have it.
Awesome.
Listen up. Hey, here's, we're going to come back, I want to, you talk about a little bit about your background. I don't know if you're a New York City boy or what, but we're going to play Tie Me Up and Hold Me Down. Lyrics and music by Jeff Darien. Mach 5 is the brand new album. Get on the Bus by Mach 5. Here is Tie Me Up and Hold Me Down.
Tie me up and hold me down, hold me down. Tie me fought it one time. He up and hold me down. Hold me down. Tie me up and hold me down. Hold me down. Tie me up and hold me down. Tie me up and hold me down. Tie me up and hold me down.
89.1 WBSD Burlington. Tom Gilding, you're talking with Jeff Darien, Darien. Get on the bus, Mach 5, Mach. You know, it's not supposed to spell things on the radio, but sometimes you have to in this typing in world. Tie me up and hold me down. Is this just a bad date gone wrong, or how did you come up with this? And tell me about the high voice. Is that you?
What, the falsetto-y thing? Yeah, that would be me. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we definitely have some recurring themes lyrically that, you know, and I think with Time You've Been Holding Me Down, it's just, you know, a very bad day. And some, you know, I say the protagonist in the song was just not, you know, just being bombarded some of these songs were written a while back, but it was just this idea of saturation screen, you know, just being a screen zombie, and, you know, everything's just getting thrown at you to the point where you're bombarded by images and media and sounds and all these things that are going on. Certainly in New York City, if you're walking around, you're just, you know, it's kind of like you're just completely just being wailed on by all these different images and things. And so, you know, it's just trying to maintain some sanity in an insane world.
There's
you know,
another
the clutter and the pollution and the noise and the dehumanization. I mean, that's all in there.
There's some good lyrics right there. When you get this, you can write this. You'd be taking notes too on your.
Sure. Yeah.
Very punkish sound. Now, tell me a little, our listeners, a little bit about you growing up. Were you into the Dookie scene? Were you into was that kind of your high school, or college, or wherever?
I mean, from a punk standpoint, I mean, I go back to the original sort of mid-late 70s where it was, you know,
Clash,
you know, big into the Clash and, you know, the first couple of Elvis Costello and the Attractions,
sure.
and Devo. And so, you know, it was more filtered through that, about the sort of driving energy and, so, you know, those were some of our influences, definitely.
I Don't Want to Go Home, next one we're up right now, Mach 5, Jeff Darien. I want to talk about the New York City scene a little bit. Get on the Bus is the new album, I Don't Want to Go Home.
Every time I wished I was somebody else, instead of watching you do what you do, I know I can turn it all off and I'd make a break to face the outside world. Every time I fry my mind at empty sights and sounds and vacant blank attitudes, I know I can try to turn it off and break the chain that's hammering into my brain. I was under control, I was fine all along. Why's it all going wrong? I keep reminding myself, I don't wanna go home.
yours is I lost my faith. I'll take yours.
Every time I wished I was somebody else instead of watching you do what you do. I know I can turn it all off and I'd break to face the world. I keep reminding myself.
.1 WBSD Burlington. Tom Gilding here. Mach 5, Get on the Bus is the album. I Don't Want to Go Home. Jeff Darien and Waste My Life. And then the thing kind of stops. Then I love that. I love the song Stop or Nearly Stop. And Two Voices.
That's always fun.
And Two Voices, are they both yours?
Yeah. Yep, that's me. Singing and harmonizing.
Now, did you do that in high school? Were you in the glee club, the choir, or were you one of those cool boys that didn't want to sing?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't think I was doing too much singing in high school, except for, singing along to myself and when I was in the car. I don't know. I definitely was not... And I think I worked in stage crew at one school play in high school.
They never get enough of you good singers into the plays because you're too much like guys. I don't know. I Don't Want to Go Home. Good song.
Thanks. Yeah, it's got a similar type of too much screen time and clutter and pollution and
right.
I talk about, but it's sort of couched in metaphor. So
yeah.
I think it was Todd Rundgren I read a quote of his where he said that, the problem with a lot of songwriters is if they do get inspiration in their head, they rush to a guitar too quickly. Whereas, somebody like Brian Wilson, everything was in his head.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was able to get it out for a while. And then I don't know if that's one of the catalysts for him to kind of going into, not finishing that Smile record from the mid-60s. So
we could do 3 hours on just what's in Brian Wilson's head.
No, that's true.
It's Later, I'm Waiting. Next song up, Mach 5, Get on the Bus, Jeff Darien. Here's It's Later, I'm Waiting.
I've seen both sides of my life. Come on down, come on down, come on down, come on down, come on down.
89.1 WBSD Burlington. Tom Gilding here. I told you, listeners, this was a solid album. That is a cool song. Come on down.
That's right. Come on down.
It's later. I'm waiting. It sounds like a tapping your a toe tapper and literally standing there looking at your watch. It's later. I'm waiting. Good influence. As far as your writing goes, Jeff, who you mentioned some people, Elvis Costello and so on, very intelligent writers. And I would say this album fits in that category. Really some very intelligent lyric. Did you like English class?
I don't know. I've got several siblings, one of which is a college professor of English. And
there you go.
I think she might have gotten some of the extra brain power that was, you know, supposed to be allocated to our family. So, I mean, did I like English class? I mean, I liked creative writing.
There you go.
I say that.
But, this are you a New York City boy or no?
I was actually born in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Then,
wow. There you go.
Yeah. And then, I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and then I lived in Chicago for a short period of time, and then moved out to New York City when I was in my teens. So, and I've lived here ever since. So,
two out of three good towns. That isn't bad.
No, they're talking about the home of Da Bears.
Da Bears, all good city. Love Chicago, great town. Jeff Darien, the group is Mach 5, Get on the Bus, started back with Sundays Here. In what year was that? That was
97.
And
96.
Blown Away?
Yes, Blown Away was the B-side. So Sundays Here, we wound up, that was the A-side. And when we signed with Island Records, we re-recorded it. So for that LP. So that LP is still...
Okay.
Available. We re-released that when Get on the Bus came out.
And the one off of Island, Mach 5, that's still out there?
It is.
Good.
That's available all the same places. So it's Mach 5. And
you guys had some nice write-ups in Billboard Guitar Word and sewing brimming rich melodies and hummable choruses. And boy, they're right on. Here's a song, though, that's very different. It's Just Found Faith. Can you tell us a little bit about it before we listen to it, Jeff?
Sure. It's kind of the story about, a lot of the songs, like I've got like Save Your Soul on here and Just Found Faith. And it's not that we're, this religious band, but it's just, this is more about, literally Angel comes to earth, looks around, sees that the world is pretty messed up, and try to make things better. And, but people just came around and decided that they didn't want to have anything to do with this angel, so they left. She left, and that was it.
And that trumpet solo is, and this is very, please take this in the right way, because I truly mean this. It sounds like a George Harrison, John Lennon compilation, and that didn't happen very often. But with the religious part of it, so anyway, here's Just Found Faith, Mach 5, Get on the Bus.
Carved out of stone, with wings you were an angel, not of this earth, but you had to go. I fought you when you were over, turned a smile into a frown. The canvas of a world meant to be treasured is retaining with blood now. Someone could be saved. You need it more than ever now that everything is starting to fade. Yeah. If you see her, tell her I've been waiting all of my life.
it doesn't hide, to wash away forever and start over on a brand new life. If you see her, tell her I've been waiting all of my life. Over the hills, not so far away, I've been counting the hours, I've been counting the days, I can hardly wait. Over the hills, not so far.
.1 WBSD Burlington. Tom Gilding, you just heard Just Found Faith, written by George Harrison and John Lennon. No. written by Jeffrey Darien. Jeff, good sound. Now, did you consciously change your voice? Do you do that, consciously change your voice song per song? Because this one sounds different.
Geez, no. I mean, I never even thought about it.
You're channeling.
I mean, I actually, you know, I can do some pretty good impressions, I have been told. However, you know, vocally, I never consciously tried to change my voice or approach to singing. So,
yeah.
You know, I can.
Well, it works well. It works well. And
cool.
Yeah, very cool. And we are very, very excited about playing several on this. We started off with Had About Enough. Now I have to stop and because I got that song in my head. So, but this next one, I think, is the last one we're going to play out with, actually. Mach 5, I think, might be our next ad. It's very new-esque, Arctic Monkeys type. It builds and changes, and is there key changes going on in here? Sounds like it.
Quite possibly, yeah. We've got a couple of tunes that where we do a little modulate-y thing, which is, you know, I always think that's cool when that happens. If you know, that's a XTC was big on that. The Beatles,
yeah.
Obviously. I think, but yeah, I think there's a key change and some modulation.
So tell us about Mach 5. What prompts you to write a song about the name of your group? Because I love it when groups do that.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be a no-no. It's
yeah.
Hello, we're Mach 5. This is our song, Mach 5, off the album Mach 5. You know, but it just sort of. I don't know. It was just who knows. I mean, you kind of when you're writing stuff, you always think, well, maybe this is the last one I ever write. So, you know, this was maybe the last one we ever thought we were going to write. So it was, you know, all
it's
right, so
really
we're
going
to write
song.
About ourselves. But it's more about just again running away from all the craziness that we're talking about, and you know, just but in a. Not running away, but maybe running towards something that's better. So running away from all the clutter and the pollution, the
yep.
noise, and you know. But I think sonically it turned out very well, you know, because we had some drum loops going on, and then Don was playing along with those, and used some crazy gurgly synths, and then offset that with some cool acoustic guitar stuff, and you know, and then there's some But yeah, layers. We like to so that it you know you don't hear the song one time and you've heard everything. It's
right.
It's, continues to unfold as you
and great lyrics and everything, but the really cool part of the song is the cool bass. It just is a good bass. It's
yeah,
just, and that's just a solid.
Well, that's a cool. That was a cool element to mention.
Yeah, Jeff Darien, loving the album Mach 5. Are you ever? Are they ever let you out of the area there? Or, get out touring at all? We got you know we have a lot of great venues in Milwaukee area.
Yeah, you know, we have not played a show in a while, and we're not sure what, you know, I don't know if we're a recording project at this point or we're going to go out and hit the road again. But, you know, we have been known to play, you know, all over the country in the past, so not...
Well, we're getting you started. WBSD is going to be there because this is a really good album. We're really enjoying, and it just... Had About Enough blew my socks off. Save Your Soul is a great song. That's going to definitely be played. Just Found Faith, I love, and Mach 5. I don't know particularly in that order, but that's, we're helping you promote this great sound because that's what we're all about at WBSD, and it's a good sound, and everybody ought to be playing it. And how can people get a hold of this album, and can they get a hold of the lyrics?
Yeah, you can always go to Mach5Music.com. That's our website. So spell out the word five. Some people think that they get a little confused. And there's also a couple of other Mach 5s floating around, but we are Mach5Music.com. And we actually have the lyrics are all up on the website. As far as, like I said, where you can get the LP, I mean, it's digital-only release, but it's pretty much on all the major outlets, I guess you could call them, so iTunes and Amazon and Google Play and Apple Music, and then it's you know you can also stream it on Spotify and YouTube and Pandora and a bunch of other places. So
and when you
it's
do
out there
and when you do download it, just find an image of the coolest red Rickenbacker 12 string you can, and then make a color copy of that and stick that in the. In the CD when you play it, because that is a good-looking guitar.
Very cool. Thank you.
Jeff, we're going to play out with Mach 5. And again, thanks a lot, Jeff, for the great music. And give my best to everybody who helped on this album, because it's really a solid project.
Thanks, Tom. We really appreciate it. Thanks, everybody.
You are welcome. Here it is, Mach 5 off the album Get on the Bus by Mach 5, talking with Jeff Darien. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Bye now.
Thank you.
This time I finally got it all out of my mind. I think I let the pollution use me, abuse me. I tried to shut it all outside. I tried to take you out for a ride. I think I've done the best that I could under the circumstances. And in the end it's up to you. You can't pretend it's all brand new. I think
No one will call you and ask you for money.